Yeah, you know what it is. Hot 97. Hit up hot97.com. Hit up, of course, inflexwetrust.com. All of that. Kanye is here. Pusha T. So, Kanye, my brother, look, I haven't, you know, we haven't had a chance to discuss a lot of things. I have a ton of questions. You know, of course, is the obvious. Look, the MTV Awards, we saw it, you know, with Taylor Swift and everything. My question to you is the first time that you act, because I want to know the first time that you actually got to speak to her without anybody around, right? What did that young lady say to you the first time she got to just speak to you? No cameras, no. What did she say? What were her words?
She said, "Yay, I just want to thank you so much."
Yeah, you lied.
No, that's not what she said, though.
Okay. Oh, well, you would say she wanted to thank you so much for telling the truth.
No, but like, you know, drawing so much attention is that, No, she just talked about how, you know, people would come up to her in the grocery store and really just bring it up, and she would defend me at the grocery store. And I'm sorry, defend me in an interview. She said at her grocery store she was actually defending me. Uh-huh. And it's an amazing, compelling situation. It's so much, the situation is bigger than, it's bigger to me than the Bush moment. It's bigger than a lot of things. And I've tried to downplay it just for the,
crazy.
Just for the, you know, for the sake of being able to try to sell records and just get acceptance, you know, on that level that I did as a pop artist. Because there's so few, you know, black men make it that far. And that's the responsibility. That's why I said with so many fans of mine that was upset, because they like, man, you got a powerful situation where you can put your music out like that and do award shows and everything, and you can't, you know, you can't be so reckless with your opinion. Like, we can agree with you, but you gotta play it in another type of way, because you can't throw away the opportunity. Because look at the fact that I got a voice, what I can do to help push out, or help, mm-hmm. you know, other artists around me, or help just the hip-hop in general when we brought back soul beats to keep on changing the game, or making it so every song isn't like a disco song on the radio. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that power, that some of that power was taken away with that moment. And I think that's what the bigger, in me as a 33-year-old, someone that had to grow, you know, like as a celebrity, as soon as you become a star, as soon as it pop off for you, at that point, you stop growing. As soon as you don't have to, like, wash your own dishes anymore, mm-hmm. you know, I was, like, trying to get somebody jog for me the other day. No, I'm just playing.
It's Hot 97, Kanye West. You know what, Kanye, outside looking in, I've always felt that the award shows in general, from it could be a BET award show or MTV award show, I don't know if they rub you the wrong way, but there's something about it that you don't always 100% agree with, I feel.
I mean, and
what is it? Is it their music selection or what they do with the artist? Or
I mean, one thing I have to always realize is it's not my show, but you got to realize with Jordan, you know, Jordan, Kobe, whoever, if you that important in the game, you can make that much of a difference. At a certain point, they're going to say, look, we need instant replay clock, so we're going to scream and call. Like, Jordan used to be able to scream at the refs all because he's Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, so with us, When I see it happen year after year after year, one of the things I really want to stress is not a black or white thing, even though it usually falls like that. It's not because when Justin lost to Dixie Chicks, it affected me because I give so much of everything I am to music.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our only Super Bowl. This is something that, you know, matters, the documentation. If you look at the Grammys, the last, you know, four albums of the year with Taylor Swift, Herbie Hancock, Dixie Chicks, Ray Charles, it's not a matter of any of that being black or white. It's a matter of all of that was incorrect.
Got you. It wasn't.
It's two black people in there. Nonetheless, Ray Charles' album was not the album of the year.
No.
I'm well, sorry. Like,
sometimes I feel like award shows feel like they want to make it up to an artist. Maybe sometimes for missing their last project or missing something.
Give
and they
Prince
have a tendency
credit 20 years later. Yeah. You know, like, why Prince can't be recognized in the moment? So many artists, they didn't even appreciate it until after they passed away. And I think that's where I get a lot of flack, too, because I'm like, no, you're going to appreciate this now. And not particularly me. You're going to appreciate, you know, someone else. They got to understand that moment was very, they try to say, oh, he's arrogant. What was arrogant about? That's completely selfless. Mm-hmm. That's like jumping in front of a bullet.
And giving an opinion.
Yes,
and
you're not, I lost the arm. Like, I'm walking around, I'm trying to put my album out with one arm right now. Every time I try to perform a song, everyone's like, well, what's up with that missing arm, though?
You and Taylor Swift are forever joined at the hip, for real. Not so much in a negative way, but, you know, also because this year on the MTV Awards, you know, of course, with your song and with her song and all the controversy that's around it, you know, it makes people buy into the moment. You know, I think, man, look, you've brought it up 100 times over, and you didn't half step. You said you made a mistake, you know, and people do give you credit for that. You know, there's a lot of artists that just do something, skip by, don't bring it up again. And you're definitely not in that category.
Yeah, I made a mistake. My timing was definitely extremely off, and the bigger plan, the bigger fight. How do you go about it? How do you go about getting it done? And the thing is, it was all in the plan. Like, Beyonce was set up to win the video of the year. If I hadn't said anything, then everything would have just went smoothly.
It's Hot 97, Funk Flex, Kanye West. Hit us up, hot97.com and flexwetrust.com, all right? And you can also go to kanyewest.com, all right? That's where I got to first see the movie, which I'm going to ask you about in a second. All right. And it's Hot 97, let's go.